Guten Tag and konnichiwa, ladies and gentlemen. This is Adrian Lozano, host of the Adrian Lozano Show. Welcome to episode 176. I got a special treat for you. This one's a crossover in a way, from behind. This features the wonderful Miss Lee and the always ridiculous Mr. Backy Builder Back. And you can check out Directly with Lee and Marcus, available wherever your podcasts can be found. This is our most recent episode, and it's pretty damn good. So enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Do be careful, Adrian.
For the listeners, we've got the lovely Miss Lee staggering in here. Lovely as ever. And she just watched the Studio 666 trailer along with Backy over here. And, well,
Miss Lee, gotta say, David Grohl does look pretty...
He
wicked
played the
with
devil.
Some big sharp teeth.
He played the devil in the Tenacious D music video for was it the greatest song in the world, I believe, was the one. Yeah, I think that was it. I think he was also in their, was he in their movie? Pick a Destiny? Was he in that?
Mm-hmm.
He was in that, wasn't he? Because he's friends with both of them. And he also, I'm thinking of Queens of the Stone Age. Or was it him? Did he play drums for Tenacious D?
He played drums for
Queens of
the
Stone
Age.
And I believe Tenacious D as well.
Hmm.
I believe so.
I cannot confirm that last part. Sure.
We don't know what the internet is, folks. We don't
have our phones, so sorry.
Yeah, so we're just out here in the middle of nature.
I'm
recording.
Yeah, I'm cold, so my hands are in my pockets.
I mean, but, so what else?
Yeah. Wonderful, as always. So yeah, Studio 666. Thoughts? Anybody thoughts?
Looks like a good flick. I think that I think it would be an interesting like indie horror movie.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. One, because I love the Foo Fighters. Two, it didn't look like they were trying very hard. They actually looked like they were doing a good job acting. Does that make sense? You know how sometimes,
they're not too intense.
I know, but sometimes, like,
oh my
when they
god,
do things like that, they're trying too hard.
Well, because they're not normally actors, right?
But for whatever reason, this looks—they all look solid. Like at least what they cut into their
pardon me.
Trailer does. So
yeah, it looks very good. That being said, have you seen the new Bill and Ted?
No.
Okay,
yeah, that was great.
So Dave Grohl appears in the new Bill and Ted. He's Well, there's a moment where Bill and Ted pretend to be rich and famous, and they basically, like...
Aren't?
They're using Dave Grohl's house as their house. And there's, like, guitars on the walls, and platinum records on the walls, and Dave Grohl comes home, and he's like, what the hell are y'all
One
doing in my house?
One Bill and Ted is trying to convince the other Bill and Ted that they're successful in the real life.
Okay, gotcha.
And the one of the songs they play...
I don't know how they got into the house, though.
Dave Grohl was on tour, he just got back.
I know, but I don't know how they got access.
I think one of them was a delivery guy or whatever, but they broke in. They were definitely not supposed to
be. It was
be
definitely
there.
A B&E.
It was.
Yeah, they called the cops. And then later on, they go into the future, and that version that they called the cops on are in prison, and they're all jacked. And they're like, no, Bill and Ted, you're not getting away from us this time. And it's like, what the hell happened to you guys? And it's like, we got arrested by the police. We've been in prison for like 5 years, and they're all buff. Like, ridiculously,
Dang.
But it's awesome.
It's a good movie.
That being said, yeah, it's a good movie. But that being said, Dave Grohl does quite a bit of acting in there. And he's always been a good actor in all of his music videos. I particularly like the one that he did with Me, Myself, and Irene. Learning to Fly? No, not Learning to Fly. What was it called? The Me, Myself, and Irene.
I'm not a Jim Carrey fan.
Oh, damn it, I feel embarrassed. Is it Teach Me How to Fly?
No, it's Learn to Fly.
Is it Learn to Fly?
Made my way back home and I learned to fly.
That was from the
movie?
Me, Myself, and Irene, yeah.
Learn How to Fly.
Learn How to Fly.
Yeah, learn to fly.
Okay, so that's the one that that video I really liked, and it really stuck out in my head. Like, they're all really good. Like, Everlong is a really good video too.
Everlong is a really odd video.
Where this guy's pursuing this girl, and it's actually the drummer of the band.
I do like that they never like cast an actual girl. They're always like casting one another as female.
Yeah, like Dave Grohl will throw on a wig real quick, put on some lipstick, and he'll give you a creepy smile.
Someone is drummer.
Yeah, I can't remember his name to save the life of me, but he's a great guy.
I thought they were related. You said they're not.
I don't believe they are.
They look so much alike, it seems almost impossible that they wouldn't be related.
Are you talking about Breakout?
Breakout what?
By Foo Fighters.
Is that the song? Well, Me, Myself, and Irene?
That's what's coming up.
Can you hum a few bars?
No, I'm gonna say no.
By hum a few bars, I mean hit play. That's it.
Released in September 2000 and made an appearance on the soundtrack to that the film Me, Myself, and Irene. Breakout.
Yeah, that's the one that goes, don't want to be your monkey wrench.
Close,
but wrong.
Don't tell them close. It's not even close.
What was it?
Hey, you gotta give them hope, you know?
Oh, damn it. Okay, so you know what this reminds me of? I wanted to let y'all both know. This reminds me of Blood Sugar Sex Magik, the album by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Because in that recording studio, they claimed it was haunted, and they claimed that something was there with them. And there's the picture in that album showing them all together, and there's like some smudge on the album. It kind of looks like a face stretched out. Everybody thought it was a thumbprint, but it was actually what the boys there called the spirit that was following them while they were recording. And they even had all of their moms show up at one point, and their moms are the background vocals on Under the Bridge Downtown. They're the ones saying, Under the Bridge Downtown. That's their moms. That's the drummer. I think it's Chad's mom, Flea's mom, and Anthony's mom. They're the ones that came in that day and did that recording. And so this, we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. They're bugs with guns. Okay, they're gone. No, they're gone. Anyway, that's what this reminds me of quite a bit with this Studio 666, because I was addicted to VH1, Behind the Music, much like I know y'all had to have been. I couldn't stop fucking watching VH1. I tried, but they did that behind the music.
They had a lot of good stuff that surrounded different bands.
But that Red Hot Chili Peppers one really stuck with me, because they followed them all the way up to Californication. And it was just a really, really in-depth interview and story, and I really liked it a lot. You shut up, dog.
Sounds of Nature.
Anyway, I think that this is going to be a good movie. I look forward to seeing this movie. And it really came out of the blue. I didn't hear anything about it other than today. So
I didn't hear about it until you showed me the trailer just now.
Yeah, I'm excited though.
It wasn't on the Super Bowl. You know,
I googled movies that were in theaters now and coming out in the future, because I wanted to go see what was out this weekend, and that came up. And then we found it.
Oh, okay.
Or cool. Probably, I don't know who ever saw it.
Yeah, because I mean, it sounds like they didn't have much marketing. You know, they just kind of put it out.
But I definitely want to spread the word about it. This will probably end up on Lee and Marcus, because that's what show this is. It's directly with Lee and Marcus. Marcus, that bastard.
Except for the accent, Marcus.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Oh, I like it. Anyway, I think that that's going to be a good movie. The other thing. The other movie I was looking forward to that I wanted to bring up, you over there, Lee, you looking forward to that Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Yep. The next movie I'm really actually looking forward to, I know this is silly, I'm really looking forward to Sonic and watching it with
Sonic 2.
The little humans, because
with Knuckles.
We were obsessed with the first one, and we watched that first one in theater like 4 times. And so the way their eyes lit up when we saw the preview in theater, because I took them each to a movie, and it showed in each movie, and their eyes were like huge, and they were staring at me, and they're like, are we going to see this? And I was like, I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
They're just like, ah.
I want to, that one's coming out in April, so I'm excited about that. Or I, if unless it got pushed back, I don't know. But as of like recently, it was supposed to be coming out in April.
Yeah.
But that Jurassic Park movie that's about to come out, Jurassic World movie, is going to be amazing.
I have to say, I'm very excited about that. Very excited. The last thing I want to talk about, though, is Batman. The new Batman.
The Batman.
The Batman.
Yeah.
Me and this young lady have managed to score tickets to Thursday showing.
We're going Thursday, and then I told him you guys should go on Saturday or Sunday, so that way we can like go early in the morning, like at 10 o'clock on the Sunday, so that way we can all like meet back up Sunday afternoon and talk
converse
about it.
on the movie, because damn, this
but I want you guys
this
to
better
go,
be better than the Matrix.
Like, I want him and I to go, and then I want you two to go, so you guys can have your own experience.
So we don't cram for style.
Shut your face. Whatever.
Well, I mean,
no, but yeah, separately.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
Either way, it's a hassle for both of y'all going to the movie.
Well, I told him if anything changes, that you're his new date. So just prepare humanly for Kobe that night if I'm not able to.
But it's a premiere. I'm a fan of
premieres.
We're
going Thursday night, yeah. I saw that they put tickets on sale on Thursday. And so I Googled it, and I found that they went on sale on Friday at another theater. So we bought some of the very first tickets for that showing that night.
Yeah.
Premiere night. Because there's nobody.
When is premiere night?
The third.
It's third, yeah. The third. Thursday. So what they
March
used to have, when I was a kid, and up until a few years back, up until about 2013 or so, they used to have these midnight showings, and they would show movies.
I would not have survived.
So these midnight showings were a regular thing. I really enjoyed going to these.
Yeah.
And they had some terrible tragedies happen in movie theaters, and people started getting scared.
Yeah.
Well, rather than have crowds out late at night at midnight catching a movie,
yeah,
and then not getting out till like 2 or 3 in the morning, they decided to instead screen it the day before.
Yeah.
Much like they do in other cities, you know, they'll screen it.
Much like Black Friday is actually Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, to an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
Now it is. Yeah.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah. Very much so. Good call.
Yeah.
But yeah, along those lines.
Very excited to see that, though. I haven't watched nearly as much spoilers as he has, but I'm very interested because I very much like Zoe Kravitz.
It looks good. It looks good.
Yeah, I've seen the preview.
What are you most excited about other than Catwoman, Miss Lee? That Batmobile, that fancy Batmobile.
I mean, I told you I've only watched 2 of the trailers. I really like just. I'm okay with just waiting to see what happens.
Okay, all right. That's interesting coming from you. She's the queen of spoilers, listeners.
I know enough about Batman that I'm like, okay, let's see what their take is. Because none of them are the same. Like, they're all their own interpretation.
Yeah, it's gonna be something totally different from...
It's gonna be interesting to see the vampire boys. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, Twilight itself. Have you ever seen any of those Twilight movies, Mr. Bakkenstein?
No.
No.
Cannot say that I have.
I plan on rewatching those rather soon.
I have to tell you, like, everything he's done after that is nothing like that movie.
They're all pretty cool.
They're all...
Like, pretty unique. He played Salvador Dali. Yeah.
The other thing I saw him in that I liked him in that isn't talked about is Water for Elephants with Reese Witherspoon. A lot of people did not see it because it's such... They're so odd. Like, you think Kirsten... What was her name?
Kirsten Dunst?
No.
Kristen Stewart?
Kristen Stewart and him were really awkward in Twilight? No. These two tapped it on a whole different level. But the whole reason I bring it up is because the visuals. That's when I learned that a movie could be, like, soft visually. Like, in the way they color and they wash out the way the movie looked. And it was absolutely beautiful. Like, do you remember we watched the water movie that I told you about? The one with the monster and she was deaf. What was that?
The Shape of Water.
Have you seen that one?
No.
And the way it was presented.
What about the Water for Elephants? Have you seen that one?
No.
Like I said, most people didn't because it was a really odd pairing. Reese Witherspoon is like 20 years older than Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
And he did this right after Twilight. So it was really odd to see him do this movie. And it was like a circus movie. So, really odd.
Yeah, there was no marketing for it.
very little because it was not going to be successful.
Yeah.
They're banking on him, his like Twilight fame, getting this movie out there and being big, and it didn't. But I liked it visually. That's what I'm talking about.
What year did that come out?
I don't remember.
It's one of those things, you know. It's like an art project that, you know, he wanted to do something totally different from what he had done before. A lot of artists do that. You know, they don't want to get typecast, and they find this other character or this other story that they're really fascinated with that has nothing to do with what they're most famous for.
Yeah.
You know, and if they have the chance, and, you know, writing off of, you know, his fame from the Twilight movies, I mean, we'll let him do whatever he wants, you know, at least for a movie or so.
What do you know him from back, other than the Twilight movies you haven't seen? Have you ever seen anything of his that you liked, or?
Not really familiar.
If only we had technology to pull up his damn filmography.
Like I said, off the top of my head, I'm not familiar.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the Twilight stuff is what comes to mind, but now he's going to be Batman. He'll forever be Batman.
Twilight will mean nothing at this point. He will be Batman.
He'll be like, Batman was a vampire before.
We'll see how he does. You know, we just got to... I'm kind of like her. I'm going in with an open mind. You know?
Oh yeah.
He's such an awkward.
I'm going in so spoiled. I'm rotten.
Well, he's awkward though, and even the trailers I've seen, he still seems extremely awkward. But I think he's going to fit well into this Batman role, even though he's gonna be awkward.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because he's gonna be dark. He's gonna be mysterious, and he's got that going for him because of Twilight.
Interesting. I think that Batman, like Bruce Wayne himself, is a weird guy. He's a weird. I mean, he dresses like a bat. Like,
but he's also very.
I think he's one of those guys.
He's also very charismatic in his daily life.
I think that he's one of those guys where if you catch him.
But they've already made it clear that he won't be like that in this movie.
Yeah.
He's a recluse in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be like the
Joker.
No, I feel like he's going to be the man that doesn't have it all together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The man that's struggling to keep it all together, and it's like...
Kind of unsure of himself.
The guy that's like falling asleep at business meetings. That kind of guy where it's like, he's there, he's present, but he was up all night punching guys in the face.
Maybe like you see in some of the comics, he's gonna be a little off of his game.
Yeah,
and we've seen Batman like that in the comics.
I think he's already
not so much that he's not sure of himself, that he's just kind of lost.
Well, no, I mean like not sure of himself, like as Bruce Wayne, Batman, he's super confident.
No, I'm talking about
Bruce Wayne. Yeah, no, he's awkward. He's an awkward boy.
Mm.
You know, he's like, is this what rich people do? I'm rich. My parents are gone. You know, but with Batman, he's like, you, I'm vengeance. Fucking vengeance.
But is he gonna be like that?
That's him, yeah. That's the way he's gonna be. Like, remember, he's like, some dude comes up to him and he's like, who the hell are you? And he pounds the dude into the fucking ground. And then, like, I don't know, 10 seconds later, it's like, I'm vengeance. And everybody's like, Jesus Christ.
Ben Affleck Batman.
Oh, yeah. This Batman's brutal.
But let me say,
but he's also in his second year. This is Batman's second year.
Fantastic job as Batman. Everybody was gonna give him so much shit, but he did such a good job.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
he was good. Right. He was good as Batman and Bruce Wayne.
I thought so. Yeah, mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
George Clooney's the only other one that I could think of.
I liked him. I liked him, but I wish he'd gotten to do more. He should have done a second one because I feel like he was
honestly, I think that I wanted so much more from that movie. More so from the actors.
I kept waiting for him to be the guy from Dusk Till Dawn, you know, Seth Gecko. I kept waiting for him to be the badass that I knew he would be.
Yeah.
But he never snapped. It's just like that whole movie, he's soft.
Yeah.
He's flaccid, you know, you never see him flex.
But I mean, that's how he was written.
Yeah,
much so. The whole movie was written flaccid.
Yeah,
and that's why that movie was so terrible,
He looked good, and I would have loved to have seen him explode.
Val
Kilmer was too pretty to be Batman.
Oh yeah,
he was too pretty. His lips looked too kissable. He looked too pretty.
What did you think about the other dude, Christian Bale?
Christian Bale.
He was ugly. Like,
what did you think of his?
Ugly enough to be a Batman, like a rich hoity-toity.
And then I cannot believe I can't remember the very first Batman that I saw.
Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I think Michael Keaton's fucking handsome. I think that guy's fucking handsome.
I mean,
but he's not.
Personally,
go ahead.
Personally, I like Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne the best.
Yeah, he's fucking weird.
Yeah, he's
hanging upside down. People are fucking getting shot in the streets. He's walking towards them.
He's
walking towards the gunfire.
He's eccentric, but he's also like relatable and witty and kind of quirky and funny too at the same time, and also very charismatic. You know, I think Christian Bale did a good Bruce Wayne as well.
I just can't stand that voice. For the record, earlier I had said, that The Matrix 4 was a movie that gotten fucked. But that was a terrible example of what really we were trying to illustrate with movies that were set up to be and then never were. Those movies obviously are more along the lines of like the Superman movie with Nick Cage that didn't happen. You know, that movie got fucked because the Warner Brothers just didn't like the way that the DC representation had fallen apart with the Batman movies, and that had those movies been more successful, that Nick Cage Superman movie would have really come out. And we wouldn't have gotten that terrible Brandon Routh movie that's not so terrible, but the Nicolas Cage Superman movie is a better example of how, you know, the studio can just tell you no. And that's not gonna happen. Because they said no. You know, that's how it is. Hello there, folks. You know what would really be amazing? If you went over to Redbubble and typed in Adrian Lozano Show and checked out some of the designs I worked really, really hard on. And I just said hard on. But also, check out my designs on Society 6. Those are also good. Hard on. Thank you. And now back to the action.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's one of those times, isn't it? It's that time of year. It's coming up on April. Woo! All right. Let's see here. Let's play a little game called What the Hell's This Guy Talking About? What the hell's this guy talking about? What the hell is this guy talking about? I'll tell you what. I don't know. I don't know what this guy's talking about. This week on What's This Guy Talking About? I saw that movie Man-Thing. Boy, was it bad. I mean, real bad. I like the character Man-Thing. But not this movie. And it's a Marvel movie filmed in Australia. It's not a good movie. If you like too much redneckness and offensive Native American representations, then you just may like the 2005 Man-Thing movie. It's free. It's free on Tubi. The category's fucking terrible movie. Do not watch it. So, Ted Salas, scientist working on the super soldier serum, was betrayed by his best friend and the woman he loves. Next thing you know, he's crashing into a swamp, sticking himself with a needle, and becoming a monster. But not in the movie. No, not in the movie at all. In the bloody movie. Ted Salas is the name of the shaman, the medicine man of the Native American people. What? No, he's a white guy scientist. Okay, it's totally different. Anyway, it would have been really cool had he been a Native American scientist. That would have been dope. That would have been really cool. But no, fuck you, they said. You gonna change his name? No, fuck you, they said. You gonna stick any big name actors in there? No, fuck you, they said. Alrighty then. Don't watch the Man-Thing movie. But it is a Marvel movie. But don't watch it. Because it's not... It doesn't do him justice! Don't do it! Okay. Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do and what not to do. But don't do it! Don't you bloody do it! Bagora! Don't watch Man-Thing 2005. It's not good. I mean, if you're a completionist and you need to see every Marvel movie, don't watch it. Don't. But you can if you want to. I mean, I did. The audacity to just take Ted Salas, not make him the hero or the main character. The main character's the sheriff, and they're in Louisiana, not Florida, but they're really in Australia. It's fucking just not right. For the record, there's an even better and more accurate instance of Batman not getting a... The whole reason Michael Keaton and Tim Burton didn't get a third Batman movie is because of the second Batman movie not being kid-friendly, exactly. And it's... I mean, it's... It hasn't changed, I feel like, even with this third Batman movie. Third Batman. This new Batman movie, The Batman. The idea of the second Batman, Batman Returns, being too messed up for kids is what ultimately got that third Batman movie shut down. You know, they were like, they did Batman Forever, but not the Tim Burton way, because what he liked was too dark. And that's why, because of, like, McDonald's had to publicly apologize for, you know, the selling of the toys, the penguin toys, the Catwoman toys. Those are awesome toys, and I have them all, but it was too much at the time, which is ridiculous, because it's, I mean, look at The Punisher, with Dolph Lundgren. Yes, it's amazing. But it was just a one-off. They didn't. And then every Punisher movie's been pretty dark, but that first one's pretty fucking bleak. But they're all dark. They're all... Warzone is, without a doubt, the best Punisher movie, hands down. But that being said, yeah, Tim Burton's third Batman movie would have been, you know, the Lando would have been Two-Face. He'll always be Lando to me. well, he was the original Harvey Dent, you know, Billy Dee Williams. He was the original Harley, the original Harvey Dent, which, yeah, it would have been really cool to see that third Tim Burton Batman movie. But we are getting another Tim Burton movie, as we talked about. So, yeah, it's a damn shame that because of a deal with a burger company and, you know, Warner Brothers being more concerned with, I guess they want to catch them young, you know, they want to catch viewers young, because it's like, we're trying to sell
you know, toys to kids here. That's why it's Batman. We invested all this money in toys. And it didn't work out. You know, I mean, I'm sure it did, because I had Batman toys. I had so many Batman toys, but it wasn't the numbers they were looking for, because they wanted to sell to, I guess, younger kids. I was, like, at the right age bracket. So, yeah. It's sad that they made him an executive producer in name only, because they didn't like his vision, man.
I was 8 years old. 8 years old. Listen to the click. I was 8 years old, and I went with my mom and dad to go see that Batman Returns. It was great. Cat biting Michelle Pfeiffer's fingers. It was great. It was great. And like I said, I had all the McDonald's toys, the toys that I got from Toys R Us, from Kmart. Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
But that Batman voice. That's the one thing about Christian Bale that I hate that Batman voice.
How many Batmans is there? There's Michael Keaton.
There's Michael Keaton.
Instead of Val Kilmer.
There's also Adam West before that. Adam West before that.
I'm talking about movies only.
Adam West made a movie.
Did
he? Yeah. It was back in the 60s.
So Adam West. Michael Keaton. Then Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Which George, I don't think I've even seen that one.
And George Clooney.
Then you have Christian Bale.
Yes.
And then Ben Affleck. And now we're going to see Robert Pattinson's version.
Yes.
And they each get 3 movies.
No.
So far, I mean, going back to Christian Bale. Christian Bale got 3 movies.
Since Christian Bale,
What do you call it? Ben Affleck got 3 movies. And I'm pretty sure Robert Pattinson signed up for 3 movies as well.
We'll see how this goes, though. We'll see how this goes.
But he's in a contract for 3 movies regardless.
I mean, for fuck's sake. They had contracts to do 2 Justice League movies, and shit got fucked. Well, and then it became Justice League on HBO.
As long as, you know, the studio kills the contract and not the actor.
Right.
Then, yeah, shit can get fucked.
Yeah.
Matrix 4.
Matrix. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I just have to be here. What are we doing?
Yeah. But I think that, I think it's going to be a good movie, you know, and I'm excited to see it.
Okay, so going back, Michael Keaton is getting a third Batman movie because he's going to be in the Flash movie, the new Flash movie. I'll show you all the trailer here in a little bit.
As Batman.
From Batman. His universe. Mm-hmm. He's not playing an alternate.
I'm hearing about that. I'm excited to see that.
So I'll show you all that here in a second when we go inside to warm up.
Is this a new Flash?
This is the new Flash that's coming out, I believe, this year.
No, I mean a new actor?
No, it's that choker, the guy that choked a woman. What's his name?
I'm really
choke women.
I'm really surprised that they're letting him do it.
Ezra Miller. I choke women. Ezra Miller.
Oh, I'm really surprised they're letting him do another movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Because remember what we just talked about with that other director? He talked about doing horrible things to children.
James Gunn.
And he still got to come back and make a bajillion dollars.
Never mind.
You're talking about the...
the joke he made on Twitter.
What is it? The Guardians of the Galaxy guy?
Yeah, he's also the Suicide
Squad
guy. And also the Peacemaker guy. He's behind Peacemaker.
That dude has made so much money in the past 5 years. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
No, 3 years. 3 years.
Because Disney fired him.
Suicide Squad was last October.
Disney fired him, and then Warner
Wasn't
Brothers.
Wasn't Suicide Squad better than the first one?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Substantially. And the sad thing is, we really wanted to like the other one.
I love the first one.
Yeah.
I don't care. I love the first one. I love it.
There are things about it that I really like.
Yes.
But overall, it's missing pieces.
But I like Will Smith, so that's probably why I like it so much. Yeah. I like him. I
thought it was predictable.
So the thing.
Good point, yes. But.
Yeah, they end up getting to Waller.
This,
like, spoilers.
This dude right here. Did you see the new Suicide Squad?
No, yeah. That's why I'm asking.
He. This motherfucker right here. Knew what the first 20 minutes of that movie was going to bring.
And he told you?
He did not warn me. For once, he did not warn me. It was so much death, I screamed. I couldn't believe how many killings I saw in the first 20 minutes. Nice. And I looked at him, I said, did you know all these people were going to die? And he goes, actually, yeah, I did. I was like, you tell me everything, and you didn't tell me all these people were going to die? There was so much blood everywhere, and I hate that. I don't even like horror films that are bloody like that. I don't watch horror films like that.
No, she likes psychological horror.
I hate that much blood. And I just literally sat there with my jaw open. I stared at him and he goes, looks at the ceiling as like, you're a bastard. I can't believe you knew. And you didn't warn me. He's like, well, I didn't know it'd be that bad. And I was like, yes, you did. He goes, okay, maybe I did. I was like, you're such an asshole.
But I didn't know it was
going
to look like this.
He did, though. He saw enough previews and, like, cheats to know what it was going to be like and how much bloodshed there was going to be. And then I thought people died that were crucial, and I was yelling at the TV. And then all of a sudden, I'm not trying to spoil too much, they go around to the other side of the island, and then there's everybody I was hoping was still alive. I was like, okay. That's how we started the movie. I was so excited to see that movie, and he didn't even give me a warning on that. So, yeah.
So, that being said, you have to watch the Suicide Squad movie, the second one with James Gunn behind the wheel. It's damn good.
I do think
good.
You actually, I think you would very much enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a little far-fetched.
Well, I mean, with all the blood and death in the beginning, you had me at hello.
Yeah, fucking A. Yeah, it's my jam. That's my jam. Becky's walked in on me watching movies. He's been like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, like, that's
like
a lot.
Seriously, what the fuck is like, this? Like, I want to watch it.
Like, that's a lot of bloodlust right there.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
Dude, it's good. It's good. You'll like it, my friend. You will. But, alas, let's wrap this up and go on our merry way inside so I can show you all that trailer. And we can warm up a bit.
I need to go see what my kids are doing. All
right.
Can you give me, like, 2 minutes to make sure they're okay first?
We can do that. I'm going to go ahead and call this up. Alrighty then, that's going to go ahead and wrap it up in a nice, neat little package. I want to remind you that you can check out my videos on YouTube and also on TikTok. And as always, this is a comedy podcast intended for the purposes of humor, the likes of which you've never seen. Thank you very much. And although I shall probably never see you, I will talk to you again in the future from the past.